New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist, Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis. My wonderful co-host, Andrea Donsky, is away today. Well, I'm very excited to have the wonderful Dr. Patrick Flynn, D.C. He is the founder of The Wellness Way, as well as an international speaker and author, but still maintains that he is a simple country boy who loves what he does. That's great. And I'm so glad to have him on Naturally Savvy. Hi, Dr. Flynn.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me on today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's great to have you on. Okay, so a simple country boy. So tell us about your upbringing.
Well, I grew up in a real small town in northern Wisconsin, and I was actually a sick kid, and that's what actually got me into nutrition and health and becoming a doc, and it led me just loving what I do and being able to start clinical practice 20 years ago, and then it's just evolved into now offices all over the world with a very different concept of healthcare today.
Oh, that's great. Now, what kind of things did you have going on when you were a child in terms of your health?
Well, my health history is I was diagnosed as a juvenile delinquent, and they told my parents, especially my mom, that if I wasn't going to get professional help, that I was going to be in prison. And
because
I suffered massively from hypersensitivity to the point where I was irritated so badly in school in third grade that I lost control, because I tell people, I said, being a young kid having those kind of hypersensitivities that way. Actually, your skin always feels like it's crawling. And so you have a short fuse. You have irritated that way. Well, never knew until later in life that it was actually an egg allergy that was actually really stimulating my whole neurological system that way. And so that whole process, from the experiences I had as a young child to a teenager, and I was 13, I decided, oh, my goodness, with what's going on, I started to get really, study health and possibly do, because I wasn't getting answers from the doctor. So that was my turning point as a young man to go, okay, there's got to be some other answer out there, because the current doctors I was seeing weren't giving me any answers. And it was tough as a 13-year-old young man, because my brain always felt like it was going 100 miles an hour. I couldn't focus. And they said that it was behavioral. But what people didn't realize, it was actually immunological. It was actually nutritional. It was actually inflammatory things inside my body that was manifesting as a psychological problem.
Sure. So I want to jump into the wellness way. Talk to us about this.
Yep.
And how you can help people with these types of issues and then other issues as well.
Well, my health history led me to be a doc, but what I got known for all over the world was female hormones. And because when I was actually graduating from school, I met this beautiful woman that after a couple weeks of dating, she told me that she suffered massively from endometriosis. And how I found out was I came over to her apartment to visit her, and she just started to menstruate, and she was curled up on the ball in immense pain.
Oh,
and then she told me that her health history and that she couldn't have children and things like that. And now, of course, today that beautiful woman is my wife, and we have four daughters. But what happened is I looked at her and said, okay, what are the doctors telling you? Because I'm still only a student at this time in graduate school, 3 months from graduation from being a doc. And so what happened is, and I looked at their stuff, and the doctors, in their experience, gave her the future that they saw with her. And I said, listen, I disagree with that thinking. There can be a different way. And see, that's the big, and I guarantee, and I've read all your stuff. I subscribe to your email and your website and everything like that. And stuff that you put on there, for example, on your website, doesn't follow conventional thinking. So then when you actually bring a different way of thinking, sometimes people, label you as uneducated, or you're just this, or you're just a mom, or just a nutritionist, or just a chiropractor. But the one thing was this, though, the doctor's actually experience with her, they were leading her down the wrong path. And so then all of a sudden I said, listen, I start to really dig, and I found out some of the major things that were causing female hormone problems that still women massively suffer from today, and start out with one clinic in Green Bay, and now we have clinics all over the United States, now internationally in Sweden, Great Britain, and Ireland now and stuff, and now going to Canada, because you know what happened, and when you can bring a different way of thinking to people and then to get clinical results, nobody can argue that way. Now after 20 years of doing this, it's been a blessing, because we've been able to actually really, just show people that, listen, that if a doctor gives you a certain diagnosis and a certain outcome, I won't disagree with their assessment. For example, 2 weeks ago, I had a woman I don't take any new patients. I did have a conversation with a woman. She actually was from Pittsburgh, and she called me up and she's like, "Doc, I just need to talk to you about my female hormone process because I'm 31 years old. I actually have been diagnosed with endometriosis 4 years ago. I've had 3 surgeries, every year, but I don't want to do birth control because when I started it really made me psychiatric-wise bad. I didn't feel right on it. So I just stopped it." And the doctor looked at it and said, "Listen, you'll be here every year for a surgery and eventually you'll end up with cancer." And she's like, "Doc, I disagree with him." And I said, "Actually, I don't." And she looked at me. She was stunned at first. Over the phone, she was stunned. And I said, no. With their thinking and their experience, if you don't do that procedures that they want to, it's predictable. But what if there's a different way? What if there's a different way of thinking that doesn't look at it the way they do? And so that's why when they told my wife that, and they told everybody that way, I said, "Listen, we got to start getting people's thinking to change a little different, and then they now can look at it." Because I always tell people, you know, a lot of people sometimes are always, you know, when we speak about medicine, they get a little offended because, like, well, no, our medical system. I'm not saying the medical system has done a great job as far as, like, help us live a little bit longer that way, but the rate of chronic illness has dramatically increased over the last 50 years, heart disease, cancer, everything like that. And if we stay on that same level of thinking, we're going to end up just worse off that way. We need to move to that process of getting people to think a little differently and then say, "Listen, I'm not going to take away that doctor's experience that he gives you that advice, but if there's a different way, then we can lead people and actually then get the clinical results that we do." And that's all the Wellness Way has really become. And now doctors of all professions, from chiropractors to medical doctors to nurse practitioners, now have came to the Wellness Way approach and said, "Listen, I want to do this in my office all across the world now."
Oh, that's incredible. Well, I'm looking at your wonderful site. You've got hormone balancing, stress reduction, chiropractic, detoxification, weight loss, customized nutrition programs, laboratory diagnostics, and more. So let's say I'm a practicing physician and I find out about this and I think, is this something you're saying they can incorporate? Because you mentioned that doctors are using this, or explain that a little more.
Yeah, well, here's what happens. So let me give you an example of what I got known for just from some simple concept, okay? And this is where doctors do this. You know, I've been, you know, labeled as one of the top hormone specialists now in the world. And they say, "Doc, you're a chiropractor." I said, "I know." But that gave me a different perspective to be able to think about it that way. And when I looked at my wife, and at that time, my girlfriend, and we've been now together 20 years, I looked at her and I said, "Let me see what the doctors gave you." Okay? And what I noticed that is this, and I suspect, once again, you probably have a huge female audience, okay? I've always said this. If you look at males and females, the major hormone that dictates a male's life is testosterone. Everybody knows that, okay? Right. Now, if you look at this, Lisa, what is the major hormone that dictates a woman's life?
Right. I would think estrogen, progesterone. But is it?
Yeah, estrogen, okay?
Yeah.
And
estrogen,
then I realized, and I knew this already, I realized, for example, that, listen, the concept of estrogen is very incomplete. Estrogen is not a hormone, okay? And so, and whenever I say that, it takes people back. I'm like, no, jump on the internet. Somebody find me the hormone estrogen. It's no such thing. It's actually a term that represents multiple hormones. Okay. And what I realized was saying, okay, listen, I looked at my wife's labs. I looked at everything she was doing. And I looked at endometriosis being a hormone estrogen based problem. And they never tested them. So their lab testing and stuff, they're always looking, like I always call mess in the fire department. They're always looking for the house on fire. Well, I'm looking at how to rebuild the house. I'm a carpenter doctor. So I'm looking at how to rebuild the house, what triggers fire, okay, and then what we can do for it that way. So I started to test different than everybody else in the world. And then the next thing you know, doctor said, "Listen, oh my goodness." So that's why even right now, I can probably predict that the majority, no matter where I go speak, even if I were to ask you, you know, most women didn't know that there's over 10 estrogens. So my first question to a woman is this. We all know that estrogen dictates a woman's life from depression to how they digest her food to hormone cycles to fertility to osteoporosis. Yet I still have never met a woman physically that has not been under my care that has ever had their estrogen levels tested properly. So we know this. If I were to put a pink ribbon on my chest, you would already know that that's breast cancer awareness. I've said, I think they've done a great job of bringing breast cancer awareness to the forefront. But I think everybody's aware of breast cancer, yet breast cancer continues to rise. We have to stop thinking about breast cancer awareness and look at the approach of breast cancer care. Well, listen,
yes,
we all know
exactly.
That. The number one medication that they give women when it comes to breast cancer is an aromatase inhibitor after they've done their treatments, like chemotherapy and radiation that way. It's to keep their estrogens low. Well, I have a different way of thinking. Why don't we measure young ladies since they're little, since they have a cycle? All my daughters have been tested since they're 10 years old. And make sure their levels stay good so they don't get it in the first place. And so that's why. So it's a different way of thinking, different concept. But most women that I've met, you know, here, and just ask you, Lisa, this way. Have you had over 10 of your estrogens ever measured? Most women have not. But it's a predictor of cancers and everything in a woman's life. But we're not even taking the basic steps to actually see where women are at.
Now, to do this, you do the hormone balancing. Is that something where people have to be able to go to a clinic to see you, or can they work with you over Skype, or how does that work?
Yeah, well, they can work with any doctor. Here, think of it this way. And believe it or not, well, here's one thing that that I always tell people. Here's the best way to start. Get labs done. But here's what happens.
Okay.
I always tell people, when you look at hormones, the number one thing, for example, that destroys women's hormones by far, and I've clinically proven this scientifically, I can validate it with all studies that way, is by far mental stress. Okay? And so just by women knowing that, that is a big part of their care that way, just to understand that process that way. But then what they can do is this. By getting labs done that way, it can start to actually find out the thing that throws their hormones off. See, so that's why when people are looking at hormone replacement, either medically or even bioidentically, once again, that's not hormone balancing. That's not hormone normalization. And the second biggest thing that actually by far destroys women's hormones is actually what they're eating every day, because it's either good for you or it's a stress. And stress is the number one thing by far that throws off hormone levels for a woman. So first, just get tested. You don't even need a doctor to get tested. You just need a good doctor who understands it to actually guide a woman on what to do on these things.
Okay. Yeah, because that can be tough, because I would think most mainstream doctors aren't really going to get you the right tests. I mean,
no, they're not. There you go. Yeah. See, in a very short conversation, you already get it. That's why when people say, well, doc, now, granted, I tell people know this. They know I have a master in nutrition. Nutrition was my big thing, even in graduate and postgraduate work that way. But here's what happened. Being a chiropractor, it gave me the ability to look at the female body differently. Because our current system, as you even just said, I have yet to actually have a woman come in with hormonal problems at all and even have their hormones tested properly. I mean, I always tell people this. Picture this. We've all done this. We've all sat and watched TV and saw a preview for a movie. And it was just a 2-minute clip. We're like, oh, my goodness, looks like a good movie. Then you go to the whole movie and it sucks. Why? Because now you got the full picture of what it was. Okay?
Right.
That's female healthcare today when it comes to our current thinking. I just want to get out there and say, listen, there's a different way of thinking. And this starts with great laboratory diagnostics. And anybody can do them. See, any doctor, any professional, any doctor, and on top of it, you don't even need a doctor to get your labs done. You can actually, I tell women on my website what to do. Here's what labs need to get done blood, and here's what you need to get done urine. Because there's no just one test that you can do. There has to be two tests done at once, or the testing for all female hormones or male hormones is incomplete. So I'm not going to say what they're doing is wrong. It's just incomplete. And people say, well, doc, how can you say that? Well, let's look at this. Breast cancer awareness is there significantly, yet the rate of breast cancer increases dramatically every year. The rate of all female hormone problems, the rate of infertility, weight, diabetes, everything now today has been at a major process. And I just came along and said, listen, there's not any woman on this planet that has the same hormonal needs, nutritional needs, any needs on the planet that way, but we can test to figure out which every woman needs.
Right. So the first thing is you need to get tested, and then obviously your lifestyle has to play a major role. You mentioned the foods. What are some foods that are good for, would you say, hormone balance, or what do you recommend?
Well, let's do this. Let's go back to this, because I'm going to have a very different perspective on this, okay? So therefore, here's what happens. I have a major allergy to an egg, okay? So if I have an allergy to an egg, it's going to put high chronic inflammation in my body, which is going to affect my hormone system and every system of the body that way. So when I first look at a person, when they say, doc, you know, you have a master's degree in nutrition, what's a good food for me? I said, I don't know. Because if you're inflammatory to some foods, now by nature, there's inflammatory foods that are just ridiculous. You know, anything GMO, anything soy, anything, you know, corn. You know, one of the first books I ever wrote, just because without even testing people to what their needs could possibly be, is the fact that, listen, if women just stayed away from gluten, dairy, and soy, their life would be better, by far. Their hormone health would be better. Those three foods just absolutely destroy not only men's bodies, but women's bodies are more sensitive because they have a higher hormonal need that way. And so it's like those three things are absolutely crazy for them. And the thing I know, because there's always a big debate on soy, not in my, in the medical world there is, but when you really look at what soy actually does to, as far as an endocrine disrupting process to the body, it's just something we just need to stay away from. There's so many great things. Like when I first started practice 20 years ago, I tell people not to eat dairy. The only thing you could possibly find at a store would be rice milk, okay, if you're lucky.
Right.
Now, there's 50 different kinds of milk. There's even camel milk at stores now, okay? And so that's where, once again, it's very important to stay away from anything inflammatory, because anything inflammatory will actually cause hormonal disruption. So in general, stay away from your gluten, dairy, and soy to start, even if that's had. And then on top of it, it's very important for men and women both to have significant amounts of healthy fats. Like, you wrote a good article. There's a great article on your website, even just talking about the medium-chain triglycerides with coconut oil, right, with avocado oil, things like that. Those are wonderful things. Now, Durham, you say, Doc, but, you know, I've saw one of your videos, and a person could be allergic to an avocado. Yes, that's where getting more in detail with people really does it, when they have something clinically going on.
Mm. Oh, that makes so much sense. So your wife, you mentioned, we only have a few minutes left. You'll have to come back. You have four children. So what changed
for
her? What did, what? Yeah, tell us what she did, because that's amazing.
Well, what happened
and
was
how
this.
She cured her endometriosis.
Yes, what she? Happened was, and she had more than endometriosis, but that's what women can relate to the most when it comes to fertility. She also had ulcerative colitis. She also had adenomyosis. She had a whole host of female issues. So when she was curled up in the ball and she was crying just for the pain to stop, and darn, she took Midol just to even get through, okay? And I looked at her and said, listen, what are the doctors doing? And what they did, and this is where I call mess in the fire department, they do a good job putting out fires with axes and hoses. They put out the fire, they chop down your door, they spray water, and guess what? But you're still left with a burnt-up house. And that's why I say today that's the way most women are walking around today. They may not be on fire, but they got a burnt-up house. Well, I sat there and go, well, let me see your blueprint. Let me see your labs of your hormonal things, because endometriosis has a very high estrogen-based component. And guess what? They only measured estradiol. And I looked at there and said, this is incomplete. This is incomplete. This doesn't give us a good assessment. So then I found out, once again, so I actually ran her hormone panel on her, okay? And then labs came back, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, her 4-hydroxyestrone is off. Now, most of the audience is going, what the hell is 4-hydroxyestrone, okay? That's the sad part. You see, most women don't even understand what these hormones are. And then I found out the pathway within her body where that was actually being extremely elevated, causing high metastasis of those tissue cells, and then start to remove her inflammatory things from sugar and other things and give her some different herbals and things like that, which was tailored to her body, and then her body started to go back to normal. Ladies have to remember this. We're not genetically programmed for a disease. That's a big lie out there. We're genetically programmed for normal, and your body always wants to be normal. And so therefore, when you start to give it things to actually be normal, it will reverse that process. And next thing you know, she went from crying to that endometrial tissue disintegrating. And then following up her diagnostics of things to actually make sure that that tissue was disintegrating, going away. Her cycles now went down, instead of bleeding for 7 days heavily, went down to 5. Beautiful cycles that way. And I just did a video on this not too long ago. And I cried 8 months after I met her. Literally, as a 25, because I was 25 at this time, okay, just a young doc. And I cried because my wife called me. She said, honey, I just bled through my pants. Now, you're going, Doc, why would you say that? No, think about this. Most women don't realize they should never know their cycle's coming. We accept PMS symptoms as normal. It's not normal. It's common. Do not confuse common with normal. So I literally set the phone down, and I sat there and cried, because once again, I was like, oh my goodness, her cycle came. She had no idea that it was there. And then she just had beautiful menstruation that month. And then we were married just a couple months after that. And then about a year later, we decided to try to have kids, and we had four beautiful girls.
Oh my gosh, this is fantastic. There's still so much more to talk about. In the meantime, Dr. Flynn, tell everyone where we can find you.
Well, actually, it's kind of neat. I just put a lot of just educational videos. I don't sell anything and stuff like that. If women can just understand just how their body works, they can understand how to take care of it. And the one thing that I stand for, and what the Wellness Way stands for, our old motto is, we don't guess, we test. know, a lot of people say, Doc, what's a good herb per cycle? I'll say, I don't know. I don't have a lab. Because your body's unique, your stressors are unique, and so therefore what we want to do is we want to really, so I try to teach women how the body works. Like I just taught women on a video how to exercise, because women cannot exercise every day. If they do, they'll be very sick, because their hormonal patterns change. When I started to look at the female cycle, a woman changes every week. A woman is really four different women every month, and women don't understand that. Emotionally and physically, their body changes. So if you go to The Wellness Way, the YouTube channel, Facebook, just Dr. Patrick Flynn, I put just a ton of just educational videos out there. And the reason why I always say I have nothing to sell is I don't, there's no magic supplement that I'm selling at the end. There's no none of this that way, because it doesn't make sense to me, because I'm just trying to get women to understand how their biochemistry and physiology works and then get it tested. And then a woman or a guy or a child or anybody will know what they can do. Because when I was 13 years old, when I finally, all the things going on, when I finally realized that I was hypersensitive, allergic to an egg, it actually changed my GI, which changed my brain, because we all know big time about the gut-brain connection. So that's what The Wellness Way does.
Wow. That's incredible. Well, give us your website.
Just thewellnessway.com, thewellnessway.com. Or if you type in Dr. Patrick Flynn, Dr. Patrick Flynn, my hormone connection seminar has become worldwide. I get to speak to hundreds of thousands of people per year. I didn't realize that, for example, was going to catch on. I was teaching so much, because I tell people, I'm just a simple country boy that grew up in a small town that was told it could be nothing, that just came up with a different way of thinking and a different approach. And then now 20 years later, they don't think I'm crazy anymore, because I got 20 years of backing and hundreds of doctors all across the world now, and clinics all over, that have really made an impact on people's lives. So thewellnessway.com or drpatrickflynn.com, drpatrickflynn.com.
Terrific. Well, I want to thank you so much, Dr. Flynn. This has been such a great conversation. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Naturally Savvy, at Andrea Donsky, at Your Radio MD, and at Health Media Gal 1. That's the number one. Thanks for listening. Oh, I have to mention our sponsor. I got so into the conversation, Dr. Flynn. I kept saying I'm forgetting something. It is still March, isn't it? Which it means that I'm going to be talking about Organic India. They are our sponsor this month. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have this wonderful show. They've been such a wonderful sponsor. So I just want to tell a little bit about them. Just so people know, seasonal cleansing is a time-honored tradition in Ayurveda. Cleansing in the spring is one of our gateways to true wellness, preparing your body and mind for the new season by shedding those protective winter pounds, reestablishing your natural state of balance, and increasing your energy and vitality for the longer days ahead. Organic India is transforming the wisdom of ancient traditions into accessible, easy, modern-day practices to support you in achieving true wellness year-round. Visit organicindiausa.com to learn more. I want to thank everyone again for listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. Stay well.